95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Choir. I'm in the big chair once again on WBCK for another week of Coach's Corner for the boys' basketball season, coming to you live from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports, and we will continue to do that as we look ahead to another week of the high school basketball season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. It was a full week of basketball for most of the city teams. Harbor Creek got in an extra game on Monday as a makeup and came away with a win over Gull Lake. In action on Tuesday in the game of the night, Battle Creek Central upset Harbor Creek 49-46. Penfield beat Hastings in a key Interstate 8 conference battle 47-39. And Lakeview beat Otsego 69-51. On Friday, it was a huge night in boys basketball in the city. Three city teams were involved in championship-type games. Penfield and Harbor Creek both won key league games as each finished tied for first in the league and claimed a share of the Interstate 8 conference title, along with Marshall. Penfield defeated Parma Western 56-47. Harbor Creek beat Jackson Northwest 57-42. And St. Phil, which had clinched a share of the SCAA West Division last week, won the championship outright with a win over Burr Oak. Plus, there was a big city clash as well, with Lakeview knocking off rival Battle Creek Central 78-50. In girls basketball, BCC defeated Lakeview as both teams end the league season in a tie for first place in the SMAC East, so both of those teams get to celebrate division championships. We will be back with our first coach of the morning after this break on Coach's Corner on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Choir, back here on Coach's Corner at Lakeview Ford in downtown Battle Creek. It's going to be a unique show at Coach's Corner this weekend. This is a league meeting weekend for most of our coaches. The Interstate 8 Conference and the SMAC East have their league meetings, which is the meeting where the coaches get together and they vote for the all-league teams. So Harbor Creek and Penfield, as well as Battle Creek Central and Lakeview, their coaches had to be at those meetings, so they couldn't be with us this morning in Coach's Corner. But I had a chat with all of them during the week to talk about upcoming district week and how that's going to kind of go. So we'll have that as we go along. But first, Harbor Creek, we'll talk about Harbor Creek's game last night. They won a key game. They went down to Jackson Northwest. They came away with a 57-42 win, and Harbor Creek went into that game in a tie for first place. They needed a win over Jackson Northwest to clinch a share of the Interstate 8 Conference. They got the job done. They finished the I-8 with a 9-3 record, tied with Penfield and Marshall for the championship in that league. It's the first league title of any kind in boys basketball since winning back-to-back championships for Harbor Creek in 2006 and 2007 when they were in the Southwestern Michigan Athletic Conference. This is the first league championship in Interstate 8 conference play since that league was formed. So it was a big night for the Beavers. Huge win for them, and they got the job done even though Jackson Northwest is one of the teams in the lower half of the league. Harbor Creek led 20-19 at halftime, but had a big defensive effort in the second half and pulled away. Trey Quan Cotton had 16 points. Davion Roy had 12. Braxton List had 10. We talked to Coach Matt Bowling during the week about action earlier in the week, and we looked ahead to the district tournament, which comes up starting on Monday. Harbor Creek is going to be playing Penfield on Wednesday. Both Harbor Creek and Penfield got a bye. So here's our discussion with Harbor Creek Coach Matt Bowling. Talking to Coach Bowling midweek. The Interstate 8 Conference is having their coaches meeting this Saturday morning, so he can't join us for Coach's Corner. So we chatted with him midweek about the upcoming districts in the last week of the regular season. You fell short against the Battle Creek Central. You're coming off a win off Gull Lake, back-to-back games, and then you had the big game on Friday that we'll talk about off-air ahead of you. So kind of a sandwich game in that kind of situation, and maybe that kind of came into the fact that you guys came up a little bit short tonight, right?
Yeah, I think, how we played Monday night, we played pretty well down at Gull Lake. We did a nice job of playing there, shared the ball, forced a lot of turnovers, did really well. And then, like you said, tonight was kind of like one of those sandwich games. We didn't necessarily have our fastball tonight, and credit Central for executing and doing enough to win. But if we had to sacrifice a game this week, I'm hoping tonight was the one to sacrifice.
Yeah, if you have to get a clunker out of the way, then that's not a bad one to do, right?
Yeah, and we hadn't shot the ball that poorly all year. We hadn't, our decision making, it was kind of like a, what could go wrong, went wrong, get kind of game. And, I'd rather have that tonight, get it out of the way and refocus and just throw it away and get back at it on Wednesday and work towards Northwest.
And we'll, by the time this airs, we'll know what happens against Northwest. But going into the Northwest game, that's huge because we talked about how Harbor Creek hasn't won a league title since 2006, 2007, and only three league titles in the history of the school for boys basketball. So that's kind of making some history, and these kids should be proud to be in that situation no matter what happens out front.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're in a pretty nice, advantageous position with what happens on Friday. Hopefully we come out on the right end of that. But, it's rare air when you are able to. I mean, we've won several districts and had a nice string of those, but to grind out a league schedule and be able to hopefully come out with a league championship, that's a little different.
So we'll move ahead to the districts, and that's the second season for everybody, and you've had a real nice regular season, but none of that really matters once you get to the districts except for seeding and it's some other goals ahead of you when it comes to districts. You guys talk about that a little bit, or you will?
Well, yeah. I mean, we haven't talked about too much of that, to be honest. We're just our we got to worry about Friday. That's kind of been the main focus of where we're at, and trying to seal that and hopefully come home with a league championship. So we're gonna take care of that, and then we'll look at what's going on ahead in districts. And I mean, it's not a real big surprise. I don't think there's a lot of secrets left anymore between us and Benfield, so we have a real familiar opponent for the both of us.
And that district is open for anyone who kind of gets hot at this time of year. Some real good teams in there, but all kinds of teams that are familiar with each other, and that's brings its own challenges, right?
Yes, the familiarity definitely breeds execution, and being have to out execute people and minimize your mistakes in those types of ball games is what it's all about.
So we'll all get back together when the districts are over, and hopefully we'll have a fun week to talk about Harbor Creek Beavers. And it'll be a good time next week, and maybe we'll be talking about a district title and a league title. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully that comes true.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you, Bill. Yep.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. If you're just joining us, this is a unique Coach's Corner this morning. As we said before, the Interstate 8 Conference and the SMAC had their coaches' meetings this morning to vote for the all-league teams in each of their respective conferences. That means the Penfield and Harbor Creek coaches and the Battle Creek Central and the Lakeview coaches had to be at those meetings this morning. So we were proactive, and we taped some segments with those coaches during the week and talked about how things are going and looked ahead to district tournaments. And we will do that, but first we'll talk about what happened with Penfield last night. Penfield had a big game last night. They had a chance to clinch a share of the Interstate 8 Conference themselves. They were in first place going into that game. They hosted Parma Western. They came away with a 56-47 win. Parma Western, is a pretty good team in that conference and a big team, which matches up well with Penfield. But Penfield came away with a win, finished with a 9-3 mark in the league, 18-4 overall to end the regular season. That means they tied for the championship with Marshall and Harper Creek. Penfield last won a league title in 2021, the year they went all the way to the state finals. Penfield was in last place in the Interstate 8 Conference last year. So they had a goal all year long. Coach Robbie Hatton talked about a worst-to-first mantra that they kind of talked about most of the year. They were 7th in the Interstate 8 Conference last year. 7th out of 7, he told me, and then they thought they were a better basketball team than that as Robbie Hatton took over the reins this year. And they proved that as they went through the league records, league schedule, and came away in first place. That big win last night, they trailed at halftime 24-22, but they had a big second half. And they started to pull away in the fourth quarter when senior guard Zach Walling hit a big three-pointer to give Penfield a 48-38 lead with 4 minutes left. Walling had a huge game overall. He had a season-high 30 points, including 8 triples. Kelvin Pazins had 17 points for the Panthers. And as Coach Hatton has talked about before, Penfield has a lot of ways they can hurt you on offense. A lot of times they have Johnny Lake in the post, and if you want to try to take him away with double teaming, they have Kelvin Pazins that can shoot the three. He set the school record for most three-pointers in a game earlier this year. But then if you want to take both those guys away, Zach Walling has come up big, especially the second half of the season, and can shoot it from the outside as a really potent shooting guard for the Panthers. And he got the job done last night. And as always, with all these results, you can get analysis, some extra photo galleries, and some video highlights on ValleyCreekEnquirer.com for all these things. So check all those out. But here's our conversation with Coach Hatton during the week as we looked ahead to districts coming up next week. All right, here we're with Coach Robbie Hatton of the Penfield Panthers. Coach Hatton is going to be at the Interstate 8 Conference team meeting or league meetings Saturday morning. So we're talking with him midweek after Tuesday's game, before Friday's games. We're going to talk about Tuesday's game and look ahead at districts. How's it going, Coach?
Very good, very good. It's a good day to be a Panther.
There you go. Penfield is coming off a win over Hastings on Tuesday night, and that allowed Penfield to stay in a tie for first place in the I-8, and that meant that everything is still in your hands going forward. So talk about that win over Hastings last night and how that kind of happened.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was probably one of the worst games we've played all year, and our kids know that. You know, they know that we've got to play better if we want to win on Friday and have a share of the league title. You know, it was just... We weren't taking bad shots. They just weren't falling. You know, so when I say we played bad, I don't mean we played bad. I meant shooting-wise, it was one of our worst performances. We were 18% from the floor, 11 of 26 from the free throw line. Just when you shoot that bad and you can still find a way to win, it's okay. Defensively, I thought we played really good. We held Hastings only 3 points in the second quarter. You know, and just, you know, we lacked a little focus at times, you know, but, you know, we found a way to win. And at this point in the season, you know, I'm not gonna look a win in the face and say, hey, you didn't win by enough points. It doesn't count. A win by 1 point's a win. And at this point, with the goals that we have with winning a league title, you know, it's definitely, you know, we'll take it however we get it. And that's kind of our mindset right now is, you know, every game's got to be a tournament game for us, you know, and we've got to really ramp up our energy levels and if we want to take a chance of winning this game Friday.
And that's kind of was the idea that not picking one over the other, but looking at the standings, Parma Western on Friday might have been the game that they feel like they had to win, and Hastings was the one that they were going to win. So, looking past them, maybe, or lacking a little bit of focus, like you said, could have been part of the issue last night. Right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, I mean, listen, we preach to the kids all the time, one game at a time, but kids are kids. Right. You know, high school kids are high school kids. You know, so obviously, you know, I think they were kind of looking ahead a little bit. And, you know, but again, I don't think we played bad. It just couldn't make a shot. Right, right. And for us, that's, you know, that's not like us, you know. We're a pretty solid shooting team, you know. I think on the season we're shooting 40% or something like that, 45%. And for us to shoot 18% was just an off night, and it happens sometimes.
Johnny Lake had a big game for you and got a lot of those rebounds, a lot of those missed shots. He found a way in his hands and played big in the post. It seemed like he had a He had a good matchup there, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, he had 22 points. I think he had, 14, 15 rebounds, something like that. So, definitely another good game for Johnny, and it took him a little bit to get going because, Hastings does have some size. They got two guys that are pretty big down there, and he was getting doubled. But just getting him to understand that, he's just got to go strong. He's got to stop worrying about their height. And if you get blocked, you get blocked, but go through it and draw the foul. And he got sent to the line quite a bit. He got beat up a little bit last night. I felt like he was getting hacked a lot. And, I think that's kind of their game plan was to get him to the line. And Johnny's been having a great year from the line. I think he's shooting close to 70%. And he just had an off night at the free throw line, and sometimes that happens. And, our focus is on Parma now.
And you and I will chat about Parma at the Parma game on Friday. And I'll talk about that on Coach's Corner Saturday morning before we get into this spot here. But so that'll take care of itself. So going forward now, the regular season is one thing. The postseason is the second season. And you got some big goals there, too. A district title would be nice. You guys won a district title last year. Yep. As a sub-500 team. This year's a better team in the regular season. And the goals wouldn't change, I imagine. You guys still have a goal of winning another district title.
Yeah, absolutely. Our goal is to play as long as we can. We're gonna prepare. And we have a tough district. Harper getting moved into our district with Marshall and Vicksburg and Three Rivers. I mean, shoot, realistically, this is no knock on Three Rivers, but four out of those five teams could win this district. I mean, you look at their regular season matchups, and I mean, Vicksburg beat Harper earlier in the year. Four of these five teams could win this district. Right. It's going to be come down to every possession matters. That's the biggest thing, and it's the hardest thing to teach high school kids is, every possession matters, and you have to treat every possession like it's your last because it could be. And it's a tough district, but I wouldn't want it any other way. I have a lot of people like, how come we didn't get put up with Lakewood and Charlotte and Olivet? And I'm like, I mean, it's a lot closer for us, but at the same time, I mean, listen, we got to beat these teams eventually.
Right.
If you want to make a run, you got to play the tough teams, and we're ready. We're playing some great ball last year right now. We won 10 out of our last 11. I feel like we're playing well at the right time. And so, we just got to take it one day at a time, keep getting better. And, we have Harper on Wednesday. It's going to be a great matchup. The rubber match, third game, and we'll see how it shakes out.
A lot of familiarity in this district, like you said, Marshall and Harper Creek both in the district. Seeing them both two times during the league season and playing those teams, you kind of know a little bit about that. Is that a plus when you kind of know what's going on, or is it a little bit challenging when you're playing a team a third time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a plus because you kind of know what you think they're going to run. But listen, Coach Bolin's one of the best coaches around. He's going to throw something we haven't seen yet. He's a great coach. He's one of the top guys in the area. So we're going to prepare for everything. We're going to prepare for their zone that they ran all year. But I wouldn't be surprised if they come out into man. Or they change up their press a little bit. He's one of the best coaches in the area for a reason. He's going to throw something at us that we haven't seen yet. So we've got to be prepared for everything. Not panic if it's something that we haven't prepared for. But, I mean, we've seen every defense under the sun this year. We've seen every press under the sun this year. We know how to do it. We just got to execute.
So it'll be exciting to talk about next week when we get back with Coach's Corner after district tournament play is over and find out who gets the hardware and who's putting the basketball shoes away for the season. And hopefully Penfield will be one of the teams that are still playing on. And thanks for talking with us today, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. If you're just joining us, we have a unique Coach's Corner this Saturday, live here from Lakeview Ford in downtown Battle Creek. Most of our coaches have their league meetings this morning. That means Harbor Creek and Penfield are in the Interstate 8 conference meeting, and Lakeview and Battle Creek Central coaches are in the SMAC conference meeting voting for their all league teams. So they couldn't join us this morning, so we talked to most of them during the week and recorded some segments and talked about the upcoming district tournament, which starts on Monday for everyone. For that full schedule, for more on the district tournament and the Inquirer's predictions on who might win that, you can get all that on battlecreekinquirer.com. But for Battle Creek Central, they had a big game. They had a couple of big games this week. They played Harper Creek on Tuesday, came up with an upset win. And then they played city rival Lakeview last night. In the last night's game, they lost to Lakeview 78-50. Lakeview swept the season series. It's Lakeview's seventh straight win over the Bearcats. Spartans used a 24-5 advantage in the second quarter to have a 45-21 win and rolled to the victory after that. The freshman Lee Campbell had 17 points to lead Valkyrie Central, which ended their regular season at 4-14. We talked to Coach Durant Crum about the rest of the week, and we looked ahead to the districts. We have that discussion here right now.
Talking to Coach Crum midweek, he wasn't going to be able to make it to Coach's Corner Saturday morning because of the league meeting, so we were chatting with him about districts. First of all, we'll talk about this big win against Harper Creek on Tuesday. It's the kind of win that can do a lot for a team that's kind of struggling during the end of the season, and a big win for your guys going into the postseason. Is that right?
Absolutely, Bill. The wins have been hard to come by. Tonight, the guys really were more determined and played pretty well on both ends, and yeah, it was a good one to win late in the season.
And you were saying that once the team found themselves in it, they can gain some confidence. Too many times your heads could drop when you're having this kind of season, but once they kind of tasted it, they were hungry for the victory, right?
Yeah. Once they realized that, you know, we were playing well enough to stay close, and we were actually executing some of the stuff that in a lot of games we haven't been able to do. Yeah, they started to smell it and sense, taste maybe the opportunity to come out with a win.
A couple of guys stepped up big for you tonight. Bradley had a big game in the middle and used his big body to get some points. How important was that for you?
Oh, real big. Especially considering the fact that we missed about 4 days in school this week, over the weekend, last weekend, and into this week, because he was sick. So he's not feeling the best, but he went out there and he played over it and really, really gave us energy in the first half that really helped him to energize us going into the locker room the first half.
So now we get ready for the second season for everybody, and that kind of puts the regular season behind you, and that's not a bad thing for Valkyrie Central to start fresh, and you guys get to start Monday against Sturgis. Talk about the second season and what that can kind of mean for you.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about there's nothing we can do about the regular season. I mean, it's one game left, and it is what it is, but we wanted to take advantage of every day that we have leading up to the last game on Friday night against Lakeview, and realizing we have to turn around, maybe practice on Saturday, and then turn around and play on Monday. So we did talk about it's a fresh season, everybody's 0-0. Either win, play well enough to win, or the season's a wrap. So we're looking forward to the opportunity. I think the guys realize that it's a new season. It's a new season, and we can do some things if we play smart and play hard.
You guys get to play Sturgis, a team that you guys can match up well with, and maybe can take something from last year. You struggled last year, but you got that win in the first game of districts, and you can talk to the guys about that you know, it's a brand new season, and anything's possible, right?
Absolutely. Last year, the regular season was pretty much like it was this year. It's a struggle, but we were able to win the first game of the district last year, so we're going to definitely use that and try to draw on that to help the guys realize that it can be done, and we just need to prepare as best we can and go out and play hard.
What do you know about Sturgis? Anything?
Pretty particular. Persistent in running their offensive sets. We actually played them. I don't know if you remember. We played them early in the season. They beat us low scoring game. We weren't able to do anything offensive. I think the score was 37-30. But they're struggling a little bit down there as well. I think we'll probably match up pretty decent. I think our speed and quickness should be something that we can capitalize and use to our advantage against them.
And the other idea is that there's no super teams in this district. There's no state-ranked teams in this district, so it's wide open for any kind of team that can get hot, right?
Whoever comes ready to play and executes their game plan is probably everybody's got a chance here. I think we're all within reasonable distance of being able to come out with this district title.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more about district championship at the end of the week, and hopefully it'll be a fun week for the Valkyrie Central Bearcats. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, we hope so. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner, Lakeview Ford, downtown Battle Creek. It's a unique Coach's Corner this morning. If you're just joining us, we have it's league meeting day today. The Interstate 8 Conference and the Southwestern Michigan Athletic Conference both have their league meetings this morning. So that means the Harbor Creek and Penfield coach is at the Interstate 8 League meeting, and Lakeview and Battle Creek Central coach is at the SMAC League meeting, all voting for their all-league teams. So those coaches couldn't join us this morning. But we talked to them during the week about things that are coming up. And but next, we'll have the Lakeview coach. Lakeview played last night a big win over Battle Creek Central in the city rivalry game. Kind of chatted about a little bit earlier. Lakeview came away with a 78-50 win over Battle Creek Central. Lakeview has had a little string of wins over the Bearcats right now. They've won seven straight, and Lakeview ended their regular season at 11-10. The Spartans used a 24-5 advantage in the second quarter to lead 45-21 at halftime. Lakeview senior LeBron Campbell had a game-high 27 points, including six three-pointers. Big man in the middle for the Spartans, Braden McGill, had a double-double with 15 points and 13 rebounds. Spencer Shotwell and Jackson Hardy each added 10 points as the Lakeview got rolling, took care of business, and ended the regular season on a good note. And the Spartans will host a district next week that will also include Battle Creek Central in that district. And we talked to Coach Wickman about that upcoming district and what happened earlier in the week with the Spartans in our conversation during the week. We're here with Coach Wickman of the Lakeview Spartans. Coach had league meetings this Saturday morning in the SMAC, so he couldn't join us, so we were chatting with him midweek. We're talking to him after the Otsego game. You guys played Otsego Tuesday night, came away with a win. Talk about how that game kind of went for you guys.
I started out a little bit slow, not super focused on defense, and probably maybe looking past a little bit. But I thought once we kicked into gear in the second quarter, defensively we played much better, got some turnovers, got some easy things, and I think our second quarter was 25-7. So that's a pretty explosive quarter. That's pretty good stuff. So it, you know, once we got that, I think we were up 21 at halftime. So I was pretty pleased with the second quarter, and then you know just kind of making sure that as we came out from halftime, that we didn't give them any thoughts of, you know, coming back or making this great comeback or anything like that. And I thought we did a good job with that, too. So overall, pretty pleased. I thought we played well. And, it's a good step in the right direction this time of year.
Braden McGill had another big game for you, another double-double for him. That's been commonplace for him. Second half of this year, he's just playing his best basketball at the best time, right?
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. I mean, he has been just a workhorse inside. He's been fearless. He's been understanding the moment. And we've been talking a lot about be where your feet are, you know, and at this time of year, be in the moment. Understand that this is going to end at some point, right? And for B, I think the light bulb went on way before now. I mean, I think he's been double-double many, many games now in the second half of the season, and he just has kind of gone out and just had a no-fear attitude and, you know, kind of started finally realizing, like, I'm the biggest dude out here, right. So maybe no one can stop me. And last night was – he had – what did he have, 15 at halftime, I think, or something like that, or 19? I don't know. He had a bunch of points at halftime, and he had a double-double at halftime, as a matter of fact. And then, obviously, in the second half, with a big lead and districts coming up, we don't want to – keep guys in too long, so it was a great night. We got everybody in, everybody got to play a lot of time last night, so that was good.
LeBron Campbell didn't have a LeBron Candle kind of game, but so the concern from the outside is coming off some injury and some sickness last week. How'd he look and how's he feeling going to the districts?
I don't think he's 100% yet. I don't want to diminish what he did last night, though, because he did have a double-double with 11 points and 10 assists.
Right,
so,
right.
A lot of the work that Braden got done was on passes from LeBron. So he's definitely not 100%, but he's coming along, I think. Another 2 days of rest here. Try to keep him off his feet a little bit, and then game Friday, and then come back and play again on Monday. So, you know, I don't think he'll be 100% the rest of the year, you know, and I told him that. But we'll take, you know, we'll take LeBron at 75 over a lot of other people at 100.
Right. So, as of this conversation, you're yet to play Valkyrie Center. You're going to finish the regular season off with the arrival there and Friday night playing downtown. And then it gets to be the second season. And you guys know all about that. You're defending district champs. I came in with those same kind of goals this year. This district is kind of wide open for you and for all the teams in the district, kind of. And it's a chance to make that happen again. The taste that the guys kind of got from last year who were on that team, do you think that helps them this time of year?
Absolutely. I mean, we actually, it wasn't last night's game, but it must have been last Friday. Some of those seniors who were on that team last year started talking about how much fun they had in that week last year and how much fun it was to win the district and go play in the regional and how much fun they had with each other in the locker room and those types of things. And so they're trying to pass that on to the younger guys. And I think we're fortunate that we have a lot of seniors who are playing and playing at a high level, and they're playing with a sense of urgency, I think. And so I think that having gone through that and knowing what it feels like and how much fun it can be, I think that might give us a little bit of an advantage.
You guys open up on Monday. Talk about who you play on Monday and what that's going to be.
So we play Gull Lake on Monday,
right.
Who we've played twice. You know, and you know as well as I do, you throw out the records when it gets to district time. So we'll have to refocus and make sure we're ready to go. And then if we won that, so we're playing two games here on that Monday. So Battle Creek Central and Sturgis will play at 5:30, I believe. And then we'll play the second game. And then if we were to win the game on Monday, we would play Wednesday against Coldwater again in the second game.
Another team that you played during the regular season, and this whole district is kind of a team that you're familiar with. Bellevue Central's in it, Coldwater, Gull Lake, and Lloyd Norix, of course, and playing possibly a Coldwater game in that district semifinal, a team that you played way back in December. How does that kind of help, or does it help at all in terms of a team that's played so long ago?
Yeah, I don't know if it helps at all. It's almost like a scrimmage because it was so long ago. I think that was our second game of the year, you know. And so I'm sure they've changed quite a bit since then, and we've changed quite a bit. I think that game that we played down there was one of the uglier basketball games of our whole season, and I think they would probably think the same thing. So I don't know that playing them earlier in the season, other than having the fact that we've won, gives us maybe some confidence, but I think both teams have probably changed quite a bit since then.
And not to look past anybody, but Lloyd Norix is the one of the top seeds in the district, and they are a team you split with during the regular season, and knowing what you can do against them. You lost to them late. LeBron, who we talked about before, was kind of injured in that game, and when you beat him, he had his best game of the year. He had 40 points in that game. So that's kind of how that game might go when you get to it. But you got to, and I'm sure the kids might be thinking about Lloyd Norix, but you got to take care of the business before you get there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know that when it comes down to the win or go home time, it's a different ballgame. And I think, you know, the same thing goes for Norix. They've got to take care of their business too. And for us, the big target starting on Sunday when we get to practice will be Gull Lake. And we'll talk about those other teams if we get past the first game.
It'll be a fun week. District basketball throughout the city. Our two city schools are hosting districts. St. Phil and Lakeview are both hosting districts, and a lot of chances for the city schools to have some hardware by the time the year's over if the things go well. And then we'll talk about that next week at Coach's Corner to see how that all pans out. So thanks a lot, Coach, for talking.
All right.
Viewpoint on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner, downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford. We're here with our first live coach of the morning here. After all those segments there, we have a Coach Kimber of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
St. Phil had a big week on the basketball court and looking forward to another big week in districts next week. But Let's break down what happened during the week. You guys played earlier in the week. Talk about that game a little bit, and before we get into the big game last night.
We didn't play earlier in the week.
Well, that's why I was. That's why I thought I had my mind breaking. I was trying to fake it that I didn't remember what the game was. So that's why I thought you had an offer earlier in the week. So we had a long week to get figured out.
Yep.
Big game at Burr Oak last night, and what happened was St. Phil had clinched a share last Friday of the Southern and Central Athletic Association West Division last week on Friday with a win over Athens. But you spent all week talking about you guys didn't want to share the title. You wanted to win it outright, and you came away with a 66-50 win over Burr Oak on the road. And then St. Phil ends up as the outright champ in the SCAA West Division with that 11-1 division record, edging second place and defending champ Bellevue. It's the first league title for St. Phil since 2013-14 season. Boy, that had to feel good last night, right?
That felt very good. You know, entering the fourth quarter, we were actually down. So that 16-point win was a little bit deceiving for anyone who wasn't in attendance or anyone who wasn't listening on the radio. But yeah, that felt great. You know, it was a hectic crowd, really really loud, really there was some good banter going back and forth behind the bench. When I say good, it wasn't necessarily good, but it was loud. But you know, it was a great environment for our kids to experience going into districts, and so because they're now used to a loud crowd that is a little out of control, and so you know that the. Getting that in there, it also in getting our, you know, full conference championship was it's a good experience going towards playoffs because now all the fans are going to be on edge.
So I think with that kind of on their shoulders, something they were thinking about, maybe they were a little stressed about that a little week when you guys got down, or what? How did you guys kind of get down in that early part of that game?
We got down because we had 16 turnovers. We gave up 17 offensive rebounds, way too many second chance baskets. And so it was kind of like a culmination of things. It was kind of, you know, not playing in a week. I feel like we were kind of, I wouldn't say unprepared because we were definitely prepared. We had a great week of practice. I think it was just, you know, not maybe stale legs, if you will. Not playing in a week kind of hurt us. And so, yeah, the first few quarters, we weren't necessarily doing our job on the rebounding end, but we found a way to speed them up in the fourth quarter, and I think we outscored them 25-4 in the fourth or something like that. But just sped them up, caused a bunch of turnovers, and got a lot of turnovers for touchdowns to get us the lead, and then we just put the pedal to the metal.
More of a press in that fourth quarter, or is it more of a half-court situation where you guys were kind of getting turnovers for fast break there?
Yeah, we extended our 2-3 out into about the three-quarter court line, and so we extended the press, and their guards kept on trying to split our two guards, and Colt Myers and Jackson Diswick did a fantastic job of getting their hands in and getting deflections, and then back row was cleaning up, and you know, getting the ball up court after we got the turnovers and getting Jackson and Cole easy buckets down the road.
So Jackson led you with 30 points as you guys finished the regular season at 17-4. He also reached a milestone last night, only a junior, but he surpassed 1,000 career points last night. A great accomplishment for Jackson in terms of getting it in 3 years and big senior year to add to that total, getting 1,000 points. As a junior, that's quite an accomplishment, isn't it?
That's a great accomplishment for Jackson. I know who we were kind of stressing it earlier. He didn't want to get it in postseason. He wanted to get it done in the regular season. So, you know, he had postseason to get that off his shoulders. But I'm super proud for the kid. He works his butt off. He's always the one shooting after practice and before practice, even at lunch. And whenever he can get his hands on a ball, he's really shooting the ball. But, yeah, I mean, I'm proud of the way he got it last night, too. He wasn't forcing it. He got a bunch of good looks. I mean, he did 19 in the first half, and so he was only 2 points shy of it going into the second half, and it came really naturally. I remember when Connor got his 1,000th, and it kind of just felt like, you know, he only needed 6 in a district game, and it kind of not a district game, but whenever he needed 1,000, it didn't come naturally. It seemed like he was trying to, you know. He knew it was on the top of his mind, and so it felt like the shots that would normally go weren't going because he had that on the top of mind. And Jackson got his on a layup. It was a great layup, but yeah, it was natural. It didn't seem like it was affecting his mind.
So you guys had a whole week to kind of wrap your head around winning a league title and then celebrating the outright championship last night. So now that you kind of thought about it for all week and kind of can compute that, boy, the boys, were they kind of floating on air during the week knowing that they were league champs?
Not really. I think, you know, I kept on saying didn't want to share it to you, and that was definitely the sentiment that we were preaching in practice. And the boys, you know, when we clinched our share on Friday, you know, we were somewhat happy, but we didn't feel fulfilled. And last night we certainly felt fulfilled.
So it was a good bus ride home last night then, man.
It was a very good bus ride back.
That's good. So Lincoln Diswick had 15 points and Carter Diswick had 14 last night, and that went over Burr Oak. And like we said, St. Phil ends the season at 17-4, which means turn the page and second season comes around. The district tournaments start on Monday. St. Phil is going to host a Division IV tournament. St. Phil gets a bye as one of the seeded teams in that district, and you guys are off on Monday. And on Wednesday, you will host the winner of Kellen Christian and Marshall Academy. Talk about turning the page, league championship in your back pocket, but now this district championship is something you guys have also been chasing for a couple of years, and that's high on your list of goals.
Oh, big time. We talked last night, you know, celebrate the conference championship tonight, but tomorrow new season starts. So, you know, all eyes are forward. Winter Marshall Academy, Calhoun Christian will, you know, we'll prepare for them as best as we can. You know, obviously, kind of sucks that you only get one real day to prepare for that because you got to wait for the winter. But certainly, top of the mind, you know, we got Bellevue and Climax playing on the other side. And so we can't wait to figure out how this thing shapes out, and we're feeling good about ourselves.
You guys came into district play last year also with some high hopes. And in your first game, you played a Climax Scots team that you had beaten twice during the year. And fell short. So are there any lessons learned from that game to kind of take into this one? Do you think?
Definitely. You know, unfortunately, we didn't beat Bellevue at their place. You know, it was kind of a back and forth game, but we definitely don't have that mindset of, you know, it's tough to beat a team three times. Right. You know, I think the boys are going to be a little bit more hungry this time around. I wouldn't say we overlooked Climax last year by any means. I just feel like, you know, we had beat them twice in the regular season, and, you know, shots weren't falling back then, so maybe our mentality was a little different. It felt like when the shots weren't falling, it was kind of like, we couldn't get the lid off. So I think the boys are going to be a little bit more hungry this year, especially having that loss last year. They know that feel of disappointment, and so, you know, they're hungry.
Yeah, we have to get past Wednesday first, but like you mentioned, Bellevue is that big monster on the end of the road here on Friday, and that's the team that you kind of gone after the last several years, trying to chase them down, and you did beat them this year, and then helped you win the conference title. But Bellevue, they fell short last year, but before that, they had won 10 straight district titles, so Joe Costello knows how to win district titles. But that'll be a huge game on Friday if it comes to be. That's something to look forward to, and it'll be a fun week at Sheila Guerra's gymnasium. And talk about district play and how that's maybe kind of different than it is in the regular season a little bit.
Yeah, it's real different, you know. Bellevue's got Climax, and Climax prides themselves on defense. And so, you know, we're hoping, you know, the cards shake out and we get a chance at Bellevue because we'd like to beat out the top dogs. But, you know, defense travels in the postseason, so Climax will be a tough match. And if we see them too, it'll be tough. You know, it's a different style of play, definitely.
It'll be a fun week in district tournament basketball all throughout the city. Lakeview's hosting a district, St. Phil's hosting a district, and Harbor Creek and Penfield are playing each other in a district. So it'll be fun all the way around for local boys basketball fans, and we'll talk about it all next Saturday on Coach's Corner as we come back here on WBCK. Thanks a lot, Coach, for joining us. We'll talk to you next Saturday on Coach's Corner on WBCK 95.3 FM.